Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
30 to 49.
Thank you very much. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And, well, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely are you, would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Is it very or just somewhat?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Is it very or just somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely, yeah.
Somewhat likely, thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Is there options or what?
You can tell me. I have categories here.
Yeah. What are the categories?
Oh, well, like jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation. But you tell me whatever comes into your mind first.
I don't know. AI, I guess.
AI, thank you very much. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Probably just a few weeks, I guess, a few days.
Mm-hmm. a few days or a few weeks? How should I record that?
A few days. Yeah.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
I guess marijuana rights, if you want to call it that.
Okay, marijuana rights. Something else you would like to add or just that?
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you very much. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on the summary, how did you vote on issue 1?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And why did you vote yes on issue 1?
I don't know. I guess I just want to give women the opportunity to have their own choice.
To give women the opportunity to have their own choice or to give them?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, they should have the right to pick whatever they want to do with their bodies.
Thank you very much. Okay, there we go. And you said you voted yes on issue 1 in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue 1? Was it on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads. Yes or no?
Yes.
Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English Language Radio Act.
Yes.
Spanish Language Radio Act.
I did hear some.
English Language Online Digital Apps and Videos, for example, YouTube.
Yes.
Spanish Language Online Digital Apps and Videos, for example, YouTube.
Yes.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Yes.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
Yes.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
No.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe the most credible? I'm sorry. Is it friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other you would like to name?
Health professionals.
Health professionals, thank you. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yeah, the girl from Ohio that had to go to Indiana or vice versa or something like that. So she had to leave the state.
Oh, can you please tell me a bit more about that? Because I do have to type your answer. Yeah.
I don't remember exactly the case, but it was this 12-year-old girl who had to get an abortion and basically had to leave the state because she couldn't get it in her own state.
Okay, who has
after she was raped.
Oh, okay, an abortion and had to leave the state. And you said, the final thing that you said was...
because she was raped.
Okay, thank you. So it was this 12-year-old girl who had to get an abortion and had to leave the state because she couldn't get it after she was raped.
Yeah. That was because she couldn't get her own state.
Thank you. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
May I ask why?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't a believer of women's choice. Or I guess I've been pro-choice. I'm not a woman, so I don't know it's the women's choice, whatever they want to do.
Okay, thank you very much. So that would be, I don't know, I'm just a believer in a woman's choice.
Yep.
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
May I ask why?
I guess I always like to vote, right? I like to exercise my First Amendment, my right to vote.
Exercise my right to vote. Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Very convincing or just somewhat?
Somewhat convincing, yeah.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. The next one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the body, out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
And is it not very convincing at all or not at all? I'm sorry, not very convincing or not at all?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing, thank you. The next one is, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability of mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing, yeah.
Somewhat convincing, thank you. And the last statement is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I know, unconvincing.
Unconvincing. And is it not very convincing or not at all?
Not very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
Probably Democrats.
Thank you. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
I really haven't thought about it. I'll be honest, it's probably going to be international affairs or international policy.
International policies. Okay. Just let me find the correct one. Just a moment.
Foreign policy, I guess that would be the wording.
Yes. Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, would it be economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Probably protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
I guess, yeah, I mean, probably.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote, or are you currently undecided? Do not do this to me.